There was something strange about Carl that morning. Bert Harris didn't know what it was. Bert worked with Carl Eastwood. He was the guard in the security van which Carl drove. It was his job to stay in radio contact with the government office they both worked for. There was a special two-way radio in all the vans. Bert could also contact the police on it. They drove to the airport that morning. Carl didn't talk very much. That was strange, too. Carl usually talked a lot. "Not very nice weather today," Bert said. Carl didn't answer. When they got to the airport, they went to a special office. There were men in uniform there. Valuable things were often sent to Bristol by air. Then they were taken from the office to places in and near Bristol. Bert showed one of the men some documents. Then two things were put in their van. One of them was a special sack with diamonds in it. The other thing was a small metal box. The box was locked, but Bert knew there was microfilm in it. It came from a government office in another part of England. The diamonds had to be taken to a bank in Bristol. But the metal box with the microfilm had to be taken to another government office near the city. They drove along the main road from the airport to the city centre. Every 5 minutes, Bert told someone at the headquarters of the security company where they were. Carl said nothing. Then, a minute after one of Bert's radio reports, Carl suddenly turned off the main road. "What are you doing that for?" Bert asked. "I mean, why aren't you going straight to the bank?" Carl didn't answer. Suddenly, Bert noticed something else. There was a light blue van behind them. "I think that van is following us." "It turned off when you did," Bert said. He reached for the radio microphone. Carl stopped him. "No, don't use the radio," he said in a strange voice. Bert looked at him. He noticed his eyes. They never blinked. "What are you talking about, Carl? You know what our orders are. I'm sure that van is..." He stopped and stared. Carl had a pistol in his hand. Carl stopped the security van. They were on a narrow road near a canal. The light blue van stopped behind them, too.
"What are you doing, Carl? What's happening?"
They were Bert's last words. A second later, he screamed. Carl shot him between the eyes. The van was found 20 minutes later. Bert's body was there. So were the diamonds. But Carl and the metal box were gone.